The national newspaper has got a story about how civil defence chiefs are looking at hiring women to fight fires. Would you be into being a firefighter?
Yeah, I could do that job.
Could you? I don't know if I could. I don't know if I'm strong enough. I imagine those hoses are pretty heavy. I mean, the equipment that you're carrying, I mean, the work that's being asked of you as a firefighter, as a woman, and my size of a woman, I just don't know how useful I'd be. I think I'd be good in strategic planning, but actually out there in the buildings and doing the firefighting and saving the people and doing all the amazing stuff that we're seeing all of these firefighters and emergency workers around the world, it's extraordinary watching the work that they do and the strength of these individuals.
I don't think in terms of firefighting for women, it's not so much the weight of the hose, it's more the pressure of the water. That would be the difficulty. But then, you know, think of the fire department. They're more than just fighting fires. They're also a first response and rescue team as well. So if there's a road traffic accident, for instance, then they would be likely to attend. And I think women in that situation is very good because, you know, there is that kind of air of, I don't know, if you think of helpers and, you know, if there's children involved or anything, women tend to be a little bit better at being able to calm the situation and get on with it. She says, thinking about it, I'd be in absolute panic.
Well, one of the key reasons why women are being looked to be recruited to work as firefighters is because it's important to have women on the team, particularly in relation to understanding how to do inspections and awareness of areas that are women's only areas, ladies' salons, for example. So it's quite a unique situation that we have here, well, in the Muslim world, I should say, where there needs to be women employed in what would, I suppose, traditionally be seen as a majoritively male-dominated profession. But yet in these circumstances where you do have segregated communities, it's very important to have women doing these roles. So the civil defence is on the lookout. There's 120 women in civil defence departments across the country, most in training and inspections, and some are in engineering. Brigadier General Abdullah Al-Suwaidi, he's the Director General for the Fire and Safety Protection. He's saying that we're going to hire more women depending on how many we need. Mm. It's important that we have women in the team, and whether she's a housewife who takes care of her family and makes sure that they're safe, or a working woman who contributes to the country's economy, there is no doubt that whatever she does reflects on the safety of the society, and she'll play a pivotal role in civil defence.
I think it's a great idea, and I tell you what, since they've had the female taxi drivers, I think that's been of great benefit to the community.
When I returned back into the country after my very long travel work sojourn back in Australia at Christmas time, I got in to see that I don't know if it was just the Emirates terminal or if it's the other terminal as well, they actually have a whole area dedicated to just female travellers. So there I was, whisked away straight away to the pink cabs, to the pink ladies who were just so nice to me.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I mean, I'm the only girl, you know, I work at in motorsport as well. I'm the only girl within the team. And I think it is important. You know, I think it's... And there's a lot of benefits, as you said, in this, not only in this region, but the Muslim world, to actually having areas that are purely for women.
Mm-hmm. A couple of SMSs that have come through, so we'll share those. It's funny that the day after the Christchurch quake and the day after the Japan quake, the UAE news reports tiny shakes that probably happen every day, comes across as a bit childish. I'd have to beg to differ with you on that one, because if you're consuming all the newspapers, you'll see that all of the newspapers are extensively covering the devastation in Japan at the moment, and equally they did the same in Christchurch. And of course, it is the country that we're living in, so to cover all of the local news is important as well. And if there's been a 2.8 quake felt in Fujairah, then that itself will make news. Another SMS from Kashif. Good morning to you, Kashif, is saying, hello ladies, I must say it is not our cultural and religion practice to pull women's from home. Women have a very important role to train the children and look after the family. If this will happen in the UAE, I'm afraid it will be a disaster. Kashif, thank you very much for your SMS. But my question then to you would be, what do people do? What does the Civil Defence Department do then when there are situations where it's a women's only environment, where only women would be accepted into these environments, ladies' salons, for example? What would be your solution there? I think that in the world that we're living in 2011, it's perfectly fine to have women going into these roles. I can completely understand where you're coming from in terms of tradition, but I also believe that the world has progressed somewhat, and all you need to do is look at the statistics, particularly when you look at the amount of women going into engineering professions and studying engineering at university. And again, looking at universities, the statistic when I last checked was roughly around 3-1 when we're looking at Emirati ladies and Emirati men attending university. So women are moving into the workforce, and I suppose in many ways challenging traditional ways of thinking. But this is not unique to the UAE. These challenges to traditional roles of men and women have always been around, no matter what country you're living in. So we do appreciate your SMS, however, on that.
One SMS just quickly before we go to the news, and a very good one as well. We must salute the Japanese culture of politeness. Oh. Even in the midst of such a disaster, we see no looting, no fighting and no violence. We should definitely learn from it. Thank you very much.
One of the SMSs that we received from Kashif, I'd like to hear what the community has to say on this. I'll just read his SMS out again. It's in relation to one of the stories that we were talking about earlier. You can find it in the National this morning. The headline is Civil Defence Chiefs Look at Hiring Women to Fight Fires. It's basically a story about how the Civil Defence Department across the country is looking to hire women. They currently have 120 women in roles in training and inspection. Some are in engineering. But they're wanting to hire more women. And this is more or less to address some of the needs in the community, such as needs for communications, for inspections, awareness in areas for women only. For example, ladies' salons. So they're on a bit of a recruitment there. And one of our SMSs that Kashif has sent through was, "Hello, ladies. I must say, it's not our cultural and religion practice to pull women from home. Women have a very important role to train the children and look after the family. If this will happen in the UAE, I'm afraid it will be a disaster." I'd like to hear from people what they think about that. My take is that here we are in 2011, but we don't even need to look at 2011. Even if we go back to the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, of course everyone is aware of his first wife Khadija being a very good businesswoman. So the idea of a woman choosing to work if she wants to work and making her own money, I don't think is a new idea to the Islamic faith. But I would like to hear from people on that. I think essentially what Kashif is getting at is tradition. Now, if we look at tradition, that same tradition has existed in all cultures around the world, where the woman raises the children, stays in the home, and is the homemaker. And many people have resisted that change to tradition. I think it's a little bit dramatic to say that it's a disaster, however. Mm.
I think this really confuses me, because you're looking at tradition in one specific area. If you really want to look at tradition and keeping women in the home, you wouldn't send children to school. You'd keep them at home and train them. You wouldn't have a radio, so you wouldn't actually be listening to us, and you wouldn't have a phone to text in. So how traditional are you?
Mm. Boom.
Boom.
There you go. Alex Kappa-Murdoch has spoken. But it does raise the question of, there's all of these advances, but yet there's always still the idea of tradition. And that's one area of society here that I'm quite fascinated with. In many ways, it's extremely progressive. And then in other ways, there is exactly what that SMS is just indicating, the want and the need to hold on to tradition. I don't think that anyone would argue that women who do have children play an important role in the family, in raising the children, just as, I might add, a man has a very important role in raising the children as well.
I think, I do think tradition is good. You know, we wouldn't function without tradition in a lot of ways, because tradition is everything down to learning from your parents, your grandparents and so on. I wouldn't be able to make fantastic lentil soup if I didn't learn from my grandmother, which sounds a bit silly, but at the end of the day, it's true. So tradition is good. And also, you know, I work in a male-dominated society. I have, at the age of 16, I joined the Royal Air Force. I was in the British Forces. And again, I was one of the few women. And at the time, I ended up being one of the youngest girls to ever have got into the Royal Air Force, because they just reduced the age from 17 to 16 to bring it in line with men to create equal opportunities. A lot of places around the world are into this equal opportunities, which means that you treat men and women exactly the same. In Denmark, for instance, it's a real feminist nation, so it tends to be the women who rule and the men do as they're told, sort of thing. But But I actually disagree with women being in certain roles.
Such as?
Well, in the British forces, when I joined up, they were allowing women to join the fire department or fire section in the British forces. They were also looking at allowing women to be in an infantry role. I personally don't think that women should be infantry because it's frontline combat and it's just one of those jobs you want to leave to the boys. Do you know what I mean? In terms of looking at it from everything. Now, I think one in every however many thousand women will be able to train up enough that they're going to be fit enough to stay with the men, because men are built differently. But there's just so many elements to it that really you don't really want to go into on air. But there are elements that if you are stuck out in the middle of, for instance, the desert or the jungle or wherever for 6 months at a time with no ablutions, you wouldn't get to shave your legs for 4 months.
Would it matter? If you've chosen a job like that...
No, I'm sure it wouldn't matter.
How much are you going to care about that kind of stuff?
It's not... I'm laughing. I'm having a joke about it. But there are certain things. I mean, like you said, Jessie...
I mean, I'd be terrible at it. I'm perfectly happy to admit that. And it wouldn't be something that I was into. But there's lots of girls who would go into it.
There's girls who would go into it and they would... like I say, they'd be able to do the fitness bit of it, but they'd have to train very, very hard. They probably wouldn't have the strength. These infantry guys are incredible. I mean, they really are incredible in what they do. And the other thing is, I think it's very difficult for women in certain roles to have a blind eye to things. You know, there's certain situations that you just don't want to be involved in. Do you know what I mean?
Not necessarily. I'm listening to what you're saying, but because I've never been face to face with those situations, yes. I'm actually thinking about Gaddafi's guards. Why do you think he chose women as his guards? I mean, you know, when we're talking about Gaddafi, I mean, it's not an easy conversation to have. But the belief was traditionally that he believed that women would fight to the death, and they have a stronger loyalty than men. So, what do you think about that?
I think women are loyal. I think men can be very loyal as well, but they have to feel as though they're fitting into something, that they're the elite of something. And I read a brilliant news story in The National, actually, in their weekend magazine, about one of Gaddafi's women soldiers. Unfortunately, I thought it was a man at the beginning when I was looking at the picture. But yeah, there are certain areas that you think, yeah, it's a good idea. At the same time, has it worked for him?
Good point. You know? Very good point. Kashif has SMS through again. Thanks very much for that, Kashif. Kashif is saying, following your question, Jessica, my question was about tradition. My answer is a question to the civil defence here in the UAE. How many incidents have happened till today where the civil defence team were unable to rescue because they don't have women in their team? I don't know. I don't have those figures in front of me. But I think more to the point is, do you go historically speaking that there would be a small number, if any, of incidents that have happened where they couldn't do their job? It's more so a question of forward planning and recognising that there are certain aspects of what it is to live in a Muslim community because the genders are segregated, and that it would be a sensible idea to introduce women onto the force so that they do have women in the event that inspections or awareness or any kind of incident occurs in a women's only area where women need to be assessing that kind of an environment.
I tell you what, it is actually a great point, Kashif. I mean, that is a really good point. How many incidents have not been able to, you know, how many rescues have not happened because there's not a woman on the team? I'm wondering whether they're looking at putting women on the front line of civil defence, or whether they're looking at having women there. Say there's a, you know, say with there's an incident and it involves... I don't really want to think about it too much, but there could be something where there is children involved or an incident between a husband and wife. It turns a little bit ugly. You probably do want the woman to go in and speak to the woman and the man to go in and speak to the man. And maybe it's roles like that. Maybe it's taking that nurturing of women and using their nurturing capabilities in a role to help the community.
Mm-hmm. There's one such lady that I think it might be worth highlighting at this point, and that is Jamila Al-Zabi. She was named by Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid, the Vice President of the UAE and ruler of Dubai, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, as Al-Isaf, or the mother of ambulance. I beg your pardon if I didn't get my Arabic pronunciation correct. He actually visited her in her home because of the work that she's done. His Highness was thanking her for her selfless contributions. She worked for 17 hours, consecutive hours, to help to rescue the victims of a fire in Al-Khoz 3 years ago.
Wow.
So she's one of seven women who were honoured on the 1st of March, International Civil Defence Day, for their personal contributions to the welfare of Emirati society. And Sheikha Fatima bint Mubarak, the wife of the late Sheikh Zayed, may he rest in peace, and head of the General Women's Union, was also among those honoured. So I think that if there are women in the society who want to do these jobs, they want to take up these roles, well, I don't think there should be anything stopping them from doing that. And I don't think that tradition should be one of those things that would inhibit them from doing the career that they want to do.
Had a text message in saying it's the female lions who are the ones that hunt, which then reminded me of something you told me yesterday, Jessica, about stick insects, wasn't it?
Oh yes, the praying mantis.
The praying mantis,
yes.
Eats the man.
She has her way with the man, and then she rips his head off.
Fantastic!
Isn't that amazing?
I'm coming back.
Isn't Mother Nature amazing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have Rohit on the phone lines. Rohit has been kind enough to SMS us in. Rohit, you're an engineer and you also have a particular interest in science. And one of the topics, well, we've been looking at a lot of different topics on this morning's program that you would be interested in. But, of course, the most recent news story in the national newspaper this morning is looking at how the civil defence is wanting to recruit women in their firefighting department. Talk to me about your thoughts on this.
Well, actually, like I said, I have an avid interest in science and I watch a lot of documentaries and fact files on such cases. So about the role of women and men in society, there was a very interesting documentary on Discovery before on this. They showed a particular African tribe where they completely follow tradition still, where the men go out and hunt and the women stay at home and take care of the kids and also do some of the farming. Now, they pointed out that this is typical of what has been followed for generations and, you know, since time began. But there is a very scientific reason for this. Because if you look at it, they pointed out that the build of or the physique of a man and a woman are very, very different. A man, for example, has muscular contingencies all over his body, and his body is ideal to hunting and to physical labor. And this is the reason why men were originally put into that role in human society. And also when you look at the fact that when men gain fat, it's quite evident, they gain it around the parts of their body which are not very relevant to physical activity, hence the stomach, mm-hmm. hence the beer belly.
Right.
Similarly, if you look at women, their physique is more of an overall spread. They are more, you might say, built for child rearing and for other activities. And if you look at it the same way, when women gain fat, it's on their belly, it's on their entire body. And it's because they require that to give birth, they require that to take care of the kids and, you know, perform other household tasks. So there's a very, very scientific kind of analysis for all of this. And you were talking about the lions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at a lot of the animals in the animal kingdom, some of them where the females take the leading role for, you know, feeding, etc., like in the case of the lions. But then also when you were talking about the praying mantis, now there's a very interesting theory about this. The praying mantis is not considered to be of Earth origin. Just to put it out there, this was another documentary that we saw, because apparently the praying mantis has no genetic similarities to any of the other species on this planet. So, you know, that's that's a very debatable subject. But
I think it is. I think it is a very good point that you've raised, because if, of course, I don't think anyone would argue that men, biologically speaking, have a physical advantage. And of course, there's been quite a lot of literature and quite a lot of analysis, and also discussion within the Islamic faith of women having that compassionate advantage because women are biologically blessed to have a womb. But however, would that say that women have a head start in being compassionate over a man? And equally, in all cases, would a man have a physical advantage all the time over a woman? So I think that all cases are always challenged. I don't think that we can say that a man is always ahead of a woman in that regard. And in a sense, women do have a right. If a woman wants to work in the forces in a country whereby the Civil Defence Department has recognised that there is a place for them, then surely they should be allowed to have the choice to go into that regardless of the historical biological debates.
Of course, they should be. The only thing, like you said, is that there are some things that women are just better at, and there are some things that men are just better at. And, you know, I would agree with the statement that was made earlier, especially regarding about the infantry. There are some roles and there are some cases where women just, you know, might find themselves a little out of place. And just not because they are not capable of it, but because, and it's not because of the women, it's more because of the men. You know, being surrounded by men and in a situation where you might not want to find yourself poses more a danger to you, not because of yourself, but because of your surrounding. And, you know, I would have completely agreed with that statement. That said, we don't live in a society that was 100 years, 100 years earlier. And we should all be open to the idea of having women in each and every field. And I, for one, am someone who completely supports that. But at the same time, you know, there are some things that, you know, the either one can just do better. Mm-hmm. And there are some things that, you know, can, in fact, be avoided. And to say that we can maintain our tradition, you know, at the same time pulling women into all of these different fields by putting them, like you said, in something which they are more suited to, you know, mm-hmm. maybe not on the front line, but making a contribution nevertheless.
Mm-hmm. I do think it's a good point that you've raised, but I think that it's also very important that we are aware that it's not fixed at that. I think that women should have the opportunity just as men should also. And we know that I think all of us can think of men who seem to display the act of mercy over and above that of women that we know. I think that there's no one hard and fast rule that all men have a physical advantage over women, and all women, because right. we have a womb, are more merciful. Mm. You know, I don't think that we can go ahead and say that. I think it would be very wrong to assume that all women are more merciful than all men, and all men are more physically advantaged over women. So it's a weird and wonderful world that we live in, and certainly when the Civil Defence is saying that there are opportunities for women, that's certainly something that I would celebrate if there are women, such as the woman that I was talking about earlier, Jamila Al-Zabi, who 17 consecutive hours helped in that Al-Khoz industrial fire that happened 3 years ago. She helped to rescue victims from that fire. I think that where there are women like this in the community who are willing, able and capable, then I think that they should be allowed to do that.
Absolutely. And I don't know about women being merciful. I've had my heart broken several times.
Exactly. And that's my point. Just because women have a womb, I'm obviously looking toward the Islamic faith when I'm talking about this. Just because we have a womb, does that mean that we're more merciful than men? Perhaps it may, theologically speaking, mean that we have a spiritual head start, but that certainly doesn't mean that it's the case.
Yeah, well.
But Rohit, we do appreciate you being able to join us on the program.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.